I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas. Joining us right now from Best Pass, the director of sales for Best Pass, Michael Magliocca. Michael, how are you?
Very good.
Hey, let's talk about Best Pass. For those who don't know, what do you guys do?
Basically, for the whole trucking industry, we are trying to minimize the devices associated with the tractors for tolling and maximize their toll discounts across the United States right now.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Basically, we have we started with EasyPass probably about 2001, mm-hmm. and we have grown up into all of the EasyPass states, and now we cover outside of EasyPass with Florida, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas with another transponder. We put it into one unit to make it look like one device.
Yeah, so you're streamlining here.
We're streamlining everything, simplifying tolls for the whole industry from the mega companies all the way down to the owner-operators,
right.
Which we believe the owner-operators are very important to us here at Best Pass.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So what kind of drivers would benefit from this?
They all benefit from it. Okay. And what the changes that we made since the growth of the company, the past 5 years, we've been having so many new customers coming aboard, and with the owner operators, we segmented our sales portion and joined them up with a customer service. We made our own owner op department. So now, when you call Best Pass and you're an owner operator, we're directing them to a department. So those people that work for Best Pass would take care of everything from A to Z for the owner operators, and they're going to be the experts for that segment of the trucking industry.
So how much of the nation's tolling do you cover? What is the coverage here?
Yeah. Right now we're dealing with over 40 tolling authorities across the United States.
Okay.
All the EasyPass states, you have 15 states that's covered in EasyPass, 26 different tolling authorities. Recently, about a year and a half ago, we picked up SunPass, K-Tag, which SunPass is Florida, K-Tag is Kansas, Pike Pass is Oklahoma, Texas has three different tags in Texas. All that's on board with us. And also we have Colorado, the BATA bridges out in California, and the Good to Go in Washington.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of savings, have you guys put some numbers to it? How much in savings can they realize here?
It depending on the driving patterns of that vehicle. Some roads are up to 20%, some are about 35%. So it varies from vehicle to vehicle.
So you guys recently announced an expansion.
Yes, and one of the expansions is developing that owner-op division within our company so we better understand that segment.
Hmm.
And also we developed a fulfillment center. As we grew the past 5 years, we were averaging about 300 to 500 transponders that we were dealing with on a weekly basis. Now we're up to about 3,000 transponders with existing and new customers that we're shipping transponders back and forth to make sure that everything's working to their best ability.
Make sure you have what you need to get the job done, basically.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Since you cover the tolls all over, you know, the nation, then are there any trends that drivers need to be aware of that you guys are seeing right now or maybe that you anticipate happening in the not-too-distant future?
Well, the trend is everyone was looking for that one transponder that does everything.
Right.
It's not here yet.
Okay.
That's why we packaged it into a unit to make it look like one device.
Right.
And really, it's not about the transponders. As long as we can minimize the transponders, as when we started this, there used to be 12 to 15 transponders or devices associated with that tractor. We could do it with two transponders right now and give them all the major toll roads in the United States onto one invoice on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
They could pull their tolls if they're a customer of ours off of our web portal. Our web portal is very user-friendly, and once you get on board that and play around in it a little bit, it's amazing the information you can pull off that you need to run your business.
Is it safe to assume that we're going to see more and more tolls in the future and probably not too far off? I mean, it seems like in the news, Michael, I'm
sure.
Reading a lot about states. I mean, going back to, you know, Pennsylvania, I-80 and
sure.
all this where, you know, we'd like to have more tolls instead of maybe raising fuel taxes, or maybe they go in both directions. But
mm-hmm.
nonetheless, there's still, we believe, it looks like they're going to keep pushing for more and more tolling on America's highways.
It looks like that's happening,
yeah.
And also increase in tolls, too.
Yeah,
let's not
yeah.
forget about that.
Sure.
You know, when that happens, we're not for tolls or against tolls.
Right.
We're here. We have a
to help them facilitate.
Yes.
You know, the getting through and eliminating that that mm-hmm. downtime, and also realizing some savings along the way.
Absolutely. So time is money, and we can save them. If those trucks are moving,
yep.
that's very important in the industry, and that's yeah. going to save them money because it's saving them time.
Sure. All right, so if a driver or a small fleet wants to get more information, or if they want to get signed up, what do they do?
They could call us at Best Pass. It's we have a toll-free number. It's 1-888-410-9696. When you go on there, depending if you're a company driver or a company or owner op, we want to make sure we have solutions for both, mm-hmm. and just make sure you pick the right one and you'll get the information you need correctly.
Sure.
If you're here down in Gats, you had the opportunity to be here, stop by our booth. We're at 13045. Love to talk to you guys.
Great. All right. Thank you so much. Michael, we appreciate your time today. We hope to talk to you again soon.
You got it. Thank you very much.
All
Take
right.
care.
Thank you.